Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Provinces have stalled rolling out spring COVID vaccination campaigns, but not for everyone. The latest guidance means high-risk groups can get another shot. And as health reporter Lauren Pelly reports, older Canadians could benefit most.
Age is one of the greatest risk factors associated with severe outcomes for COVID-19.
McMaster University immunologist Matthew Miller says that's why guidelines about COVID vaccination often focus on older adults. Multiple provinces now recommend high-risk groups get another dose this spring. In some provinces, adults age 65 and up are already among those eligible, while Ontario's spring vaccination program will start in April, and BC says it'll be announcing guidelines soon. A new modeling study from California's Stanford University also found for older adults age 75 and up, having COVID shots twice a year instead of just once may further reduce the number of serious infections. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nathan Lowe was on the research team.
You know, in the older age groups, for someone who hasn't been vaccinated in over a year, I would recommend getting another vaccine dose.
That's because protection against infection can wane over time. Lauren Pelly, CBC News, Toronto.
Data from the DALI, the ship that crashed into a Baltimore bridge early Tuesday, is being examined in an attempt to find out what led to that collision. Head investigator Marcel Muiz shares some of what's been recovered, a help call to Maryland's Transportation Authority.
The pilot issued a radio call reporting that the DALI had lost all power and was approaching the bridge. Around this time, MDTA data shows their duty officer radioed two of their units that were already on scene due to construction on the bridge and ordered them to close traffic on the bridge. All lanes were then shut down by MDTA.
That warning came too late to help two men who were in a pickup that fell into the river because of the collision. Their bodies were recovered Wednesday. Details from Katie Simpson.
The rain seemed unrelenting, pouring down on search crews hour after hour. Between that, the cold conditions, and the dark gray sky, the already brutal recovery efforts became even more difficult. The bodies of two of the six missing men have been found inside a vehicle that plunged from the bridge the moment it collapsed. Colonel Roland Butler with Maryland State Police says the bodies of the other four men may never be recovered.
Based on sonar scans, we firmly believe that the vehicles are encased in the superstructure and concrete that we tragically saw come down.
It will take investigators weeks to come up with preliminary findings as to how a cargo ship the size of three football fields could lose power and slam into the support structure of a vital commuter bridge. The company that owned the ship, Grace Ocean Private Limited, had a reported history of labor code violations on other vessels. Katie Simpson, CBC News, Baltimore.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says Israel bears significant blame for the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Volker Turk said Israel had obligations as the occupying power and was putting up obstacles to the delivery of aid. He added that if Israel was indeed using starvation as a weapon of war, that would be a crime.
You always have to prove the intent, but as I said, the collective punishment that was declared with the siege is indeed amounts to a war crime. And it needs to be dealt as such.
The White House says it's working to set a date for a meeting with an Israeli delegation to discuss the future of Rafah in southern Gaza. The talks are being rescheduled after being abruptly canceled by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in protest of Washington's failure to veto a UN Security Council resolution. The Biden administration wants to discuss alternatives to an Israeli offensive on a town packed with more than a million displaced Palestinians. While King Charles hasn't been seen in months, his voice will be heard again today. A speech recorded earlier this month will be played during the Royal Maundy Thursday service in Worcester Cathedral. The king is undergoing cancer treatment. That is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.